Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
All right, welcome back to it on a Monday. Glad to have you here. Thanksgiving week, short week for a lot of us. Going on vacation, you know, don't spend any time, you know, alone with, the he-in and she-in, as they say. Don't do that because having kids is immoral. It says so right here. I saw it on NBC and Eric Schiner saw it too, director of MRC TV. Eric, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me, Steve.
How dare you have children? What are you, some sort of a pig?
Yeah, science proves that kids are bad for the earth. So morality suggests we stop having them. That's the argument of this NBC writer, this Travis Reeder, who's a master. He has a master of the bioethics degree program.
Whatever.
The Berman Institute of Bioethics at Johns Hopkins.
Bioethics.
An interesting argument that we've heard many, many years
ago. Well, you know, I always hear the liberals tell me how awful people are for the earth. And, you know, I've heard, you know, things as radical as you should take your own life because people are bad for the earth. I got an idea. You liberals would all make good fertilizer. Seriously. I mean, what do they want us to do? Go off ourselves? How far does this ridiculous notion go?
Well, this is going as far as reducing family size, is what he's saying. He's saying, basically, we all have it's due to climate change, of course.
Right,
and
of course.
Every child you have is increasing the carbon footprint. And he says, if every parent has a ledger, you're responsible for, living today, your child is taking up more on that ledger, and you are morally responsible. You know, the fact is, and this goes back, to the 70s book, The Population Bomb,
we're
going to run out of all our resources. People were going to, starve and die by the millions.
Oh, my God, we were going to have mass famine by 1980. I know, because I said so at the first Earth Day, they're going to die by 200 million people a year from. In fact, what has happened is the American farmer has stepped up. We produce more corn and soybeans and wheat per acre than we ever have, using less energy and manpower. In fact, in some places, it's gone up 3 and 4 times yields per acre with less energy put in, less fertilizer, less time on the ground, feeding more people by many times over. In fact, everything they said was so wrong, it's remarkable.
Well, right. Well, the other argument and what they never take into account is the fact, we didn't go from the Stone Age to the Bronze Age because we ran out of stone. Human ingenuity is the most precious resource. That is simply the counter argument.
We're not out of bronze either, are we?
If you have fewer babies, guess what? That's going to mean fewer bright ideas tomorrow.
Yeah.
And people and human ingenuity, is the most precious resource. We will find a way. We always do to sustain ourselves, to continue. If a resource runs out, we find another resource. It's just incentive.
Well, right. Here's the other thing. They being those on the side of radical environmentalism, the social justice warriors, the environmental, earth justice and all this happy stuff, they tell us that all these global warming things are terrible. First of all, the polar bear is extinct now. Well, at least it was supposed to be, but their numbers actually are booming by comparison. 30,000 bears now compared to 22,000 10 years ago. All of these terrible, after and side effects of global warming, Eric, well, they're actually going the other way. Bears are booming. Agriculture's booming. All these terrible GMOs, those poor kids in Africa eating all that GMO rice, which, by the way, they're pretty happy to have. And it just goes on and on and on.
No, absolutely. And my favorite part about Dr. Reeder's argument, I'm going to quote something at you because you'll probably get a chuckle. His moral argument is, he says, quote, "If I release a murderer from prison knowing full well that he intends to kill innocent people, then I bear some responsibility for those deaths, even though the killer is also fully responsible. By having released him doesn't make him less responsible. He did it, but his doing it doesn't eliminate my responsibility either." And then he follows up with something.
So let me get this straight.
True. He, I think when it comes to having children, he compares having children to
having a murderer,
killer from prison.
Oh, good Lord. That's what I was going. Yeah. So let me see. A homicidal maniac is the same as me having a bouncing baby boy or girl. And yes, I believe that there are boys and there are girls, which makes me also insane and insensitive.
Absolutely. I mean, the argument is way out there. He basically says, hey, the moral decision is really about being part of the solution. But he doesn't realize that having children actually can be part of the solution.
So, all right. So, I mean, this is the sort of thing, however, that parents, I assume you might be a parent, I am, we are spending, large sums of money to send our little Johnny and Susie off to college to be, inoculated or indoctrinated, I should say, by people like this guy saying that having children is immoral and we must save the earth and cast yourself over the cliff. I mean, this is what we pay $80,000 a year for at private colleges to have this kind of crap pounded into their heads.
Oh, and not only that, but, he says also, the most affluent, the wealthy, those children are actually the worst because they take up the biggest carbon footprint.
All right, so so here's the thing. Eric Shiner here with us, director of the MRC TV. Talking about an NBC op-ed, having kids is immoral. It's always been the same argument. Americans are too wealthy. Americans use too many resources. America is the problem. This goes back to when they had glaciers on the front of Time Magazine. Newsweek said there was a coming ice age. It was our fault. And then it was the energy crisis. It's our fault. Pollution is our fault. Everything is America's fault because we're too wealthy, too successful. We live too opulent of a lifestyle. We're too self-centered. And all of these things, it's always the fault of capitalism in America. It doesn't have anything to do with communism, but of course, the condition of communist and Marxist countries they apparently ignore. But really, it comes back, Eric, this is exactly right. Since 1970, since I first started looking at this stuff, it always comes back to the same thing, and America is the root problem, no matter how you slice it. Even though their arguments continue to evolve and change, that thing remains the same.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was the last science and technology advisor for President Obama, John Holdren, who helped write the book Human Ecology, where he says, the government has to control advertising to a certain degree because Americans want too much. So we got to control that advertising. We got to control how many children they have. It's basically, it always seems the solution is more government and restricting freedom instead of having more children and letting them have the freedom to create and think and come up with the answers that we need.
Yes, more government, always the answer for the people that are always complaining about too many police officers. They're wrong. They're terrible. You want more government. Well, that is more government, genius, is more police officers. Of course, they don't see the cause and effect there either. In a way, I feel sorry for these folks. How about you?
I feel very sorry for them. If you can compare having children and having a large family to releasing serial murderers from prison, I think there's a definite flaw in your logic.
Yeah.
And your argument really doesn't hold a lot of water with me.
Yeah, Socrates might have a question or two for you there. How do you get from if A, then B, then neither, we'll pick D. All right, there, I got it. We pick neither, we go with D, and therefore we're right because we're liberals. Any chance any of this stuff takes effect? I do see, and the reason I ask you this, 20 seconds for the last answer here, but I see some countries like the Netherlands, like Iceland, terminating children after they've been born. I mean, is there a possibility that this is the way that some of these socialists go?
I think it's always possible. Hopefully freedom will always prevail in America. And, you certainly go, I think this is a little extreme. I don't know how you enforce the possibility. I mean, obviously, they've done it in China.
Sure, forced sterilization.
I think it would be very, very difficult here in the United States to enforce how many children people have.
Yeah, fair point. Eric, good conversation, good fun. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, thanks for having me, Steve.
There you have it. Keep the faith, peace, love, and all that good stuff. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.